Coming up here in hour number two, we're going to be joined by LaVon Kirkland and Bert Grossman. But before LaVon joins us, I want to give a shout out to our friends over at the Gridiron Greats organization. Folks, help please support a wonderful cause that's taking care of the guys who left so much of themselves out on the field. These are the guys who played back when they still had to get off-season jobs to support themselves and their families. It's organizations like this one that was started by Mike Ditka, again, called the Gridiron Greats, who are out there trying to help the guys we all grew up watching and reading about. Please go online to gridirongreats.org to see what you can do to get involved. All right, now back with us and making his 10th appearance here on Thursday Night Tailgate is former Steelers Pro Bowl linebacker LaVon Kirkland. Let me remind you about LaVon's background. He is from Lamar, South Carolina, played his college ball at Clemson, where he was a consensus All-American in 1991. He is also a member of their All-Century team and was inducted into their Hall of Fame back in 2001. He was also inducted into the state of South Carolina's Athletic Hall of Fame in 2008. He was a second-round draft pick in 1992 by the Pittsburgh Steelers, and he played in the NFL from 92 to 2002. All but two of those seasons were in Pittsburgh. He spent 1 year each in Seattle and Philadelphia. He was selected to the Pro Bowl in back-to-back years in 1996 and 97. He was the Steelers' team MVP in 98 and 99, and he was also named to the NFL's All-Decade Team for the 1990s. Last year, he was inducted into the South Carolina Football Hall of Fame, and he has more recently been coaching, spent some time as a defensive coordinator at Florida A&M, also doing some internships with teams around the league like the Cardinals and the Bengals. And as many of you know, LaVon was guest number one here back in September of 2011, and he is a member of our guest Hall of Fame. And his generosity with his time over the years has been outstanding, and we are thrilled he is back with us again tonight here on Thursday Night Tailgate. Hey, LaVon, Chris, and Bob, thanks for coming back on the show.
Welcome back.
Thank you guys for having me. It's always a pleasure.
So, LaVon, I want to start off our time with you tonight by getting your thoughts on the Steelers' defense. Been a struggle at times this season. It looked a little bit better this last Sunday against the Falcons, but what's your assessment of the Steelers' defense so far?
Well, in the first several games, if you look at them, they didn't seem to be out of sync. And sometimes that happens with a defense where you're not always on the same page. One guy's here, one guy's there. And you got to realize that, you know, it's probably not the same defense, even though Buck has been a defense coordinator for a couple years. You know, sometimes things don't gel as well as they should. I'm not going to say that the players are not up to par, but it just seems like they're just not in sync. And sometimes that's, you know, the 3-4 concept, it can be difficult when you don't, everybody's not in the right position. And I think really that's what you saw the first four games. This last game, they seem to be on point to get some pressure on the quarterback. That's not the issue. But they do seem to give up a lot of yards in the passing. For whatever reason that is, they seem to give a lot of yards up that way. And I'm not quite sure if that middle is as good as it was. You know, with Shazier not being there and having that anchor, you know, back there in the linebacker core, I think it's a little tough for him. So, you know, you can see the struggles. But, you know, last game, you did see some improvement, and hopefully you can build from that.
And, LaVon, to your point a moment ago about the middle, right, the defense has struggled, particularly covering tight ends. Even last week, Austin Cooper had 9 catches for 77 yards. And you did such a great job covering the tight ends down the seam. You know, what made you so successful at it, and where do you see that the Steelers need to improve to handle covering tight ends going forward?
Right. I think one of the things that helped me out a lot was I had great guys who would really get a jam on the tight end. You know, you're talking about Kevin and Greg and also Jason Gilbert. Those guys always did a good job of jamming that guy. It gave me a little time to read what was going on. And, you know, I was really patient as far as a pass cover linebacker was concerned. I understood my coverages, what I could give a guy, what I allow a guy to do. I always did a good job of dictating where I wanted him to go. You know, I always made sure my position was forcing that guy to go in the direction that I wanted him to go in. I knew this about defense, you know. I knew this about covering. They knew exactly where they were going to go. And I didn't. I just kind of understood that I had to react. Doing that, I made sure I didn't give them a two-way go. I made sure, like I said before, I made them go the way I wanted them to go. So that was really my key to playing defense.
And LaVon, you mentioned Jason Gildon a moment ago, and we all know, you know, what a great linebacking core you had. You mentioned Greg and Chad Brown and Kevin Green. But I think a guy who gets overlooked a lot is Jason Gildon. Talk about playing alongside of him.
You know, actually, I thought Jason was, in my opinion, probably the best overall linebacker that I played with. You know, Kevin and Gray were great as far as getting off the edge and, you know, making big plays. Greg especially was explosive, but I'm telling you, I saw Jason last weekend, and I told him the same thing. I thought he was a very underrated linebacker in our scheme of things. He did everything well. He played over the tight end well. He played the run well. And a lot of people don't know, it's a trivia question, that he leads all our, you know, linebackers in sack. You know, most people would think that would be Kevin Green, but that's Jason Gildon. And he did such a wonderful job. And the great thing about Jason and myself, we were just so in sync. You know, I kind of had a feeling what he was going to do, and it really worked out for us. So Jason Gildon is probably one of the best linebackers that a lot of people don't know about.
Five questions for LaVon.
It's always great to have you on the show, LaVon, and I hope you're
Thank
doing
you.
Well. And I'm going to take it back to your rookie year in 92. You didn't start any games, but you got in every game, LaVon. And something I mentioned at the beginning of the show, you playing in basically every game you ever showed up. But that year where you're looking on at the sidelines when the game starts, you're watching this great defense, you're learning. Is there a fine line between you learning and the desire to just want to get out there? I mean, were you totally ready, do you think, for the NFL during that rookie year?
I thought that I wasn't quite ready, and you have to understand my situation. You know, I played outside linebacker, a little defensive end at Clemson, so I never played inside linebacker. And what that year allowed me to do was it gave me a learning curve. It gave me a little bit of buffer time to understand the position, because I wasn't that instinctive at first. And so not playing that year, playing on the scout team, watching those guys on film, really kind of gave me a year of learning, which I really did appreciate, because I wasn't quite there yet. Had the ability to play the position, but wasn't really as savvy as I needed to be. And it really took me about, you know, I played well when I started, but it took me really about 3 to 4 years to really get the instinct, to really get a great feel about it. And, you know, so I appreciate my time, you know, on the sideline, which a lot of guys don't want to do, but it was a part of my process of understanding that I didn't know the position quite as well, and it was going to take me some time. So, you know, I didn't mind it, but I didn't, you know, the next year I was going to start. I had my mind made up that I was going to be a starter, so it worked out for me.
And LaVon, I asked Greg Lloyd recently about probably my favorite Steeler of all time, Rod Woodson, and obviously you had him as a teammate on that defense. To me, again, his speed was legendary. He was an incredible return man, a great defensive player, and for what we gather, an incredible person. But your memories of him as a teammate?
Well, I think Rod was, he was probably the best defensive player that I've ever played with. Tremendous all-around corner. A guy that didn't mind mixing it up a little bit as far as tackling is concerned. A tall, big corner, had great speed, was a playmaker. Just knew how to make plays and was extremely smart back there. He understood the game as well as anybody that I knew. that understood the game. He just really made it easy for the rest of us to play because he knew that Rob was going to make a play at some point in time in the game. And it was going to be a big play that kind of turned things around. And I remember when he won the Defensive Player of the Year, and this guy made big play after big play after big play. It was amazing. But, you know, the thing also that I gathered from Rod was he was a very hard worker and probably one of the hardest workers on that team. And fortunately for me, you know, we had a bunch of hard workers. So it was really cool to be around, really cool to have that standard. So Rod was, he was a standard setter. I mean, if he didn't play up to his level or what he thought you should play to, you know, he was vocal enough to tell you about it. But it was a pleasure, you know, as I look back, I realized how honored it was to play with someone like Rod Woodson. So fond memories there, made a lot of big plays. I was happy to be on the field with him.
Levon, you averaged making over 100 tackles per season for a decade. So years mm-hmm. later, how's the body feeling? How do you feel years removed from that after being such a big part of making the tackles on that Steelers defense?
Well, my shoulders are really taking a toll. But, you know, for the most part, you know, I didn't get hurt. You know, no knee issues, no back issues. Just, you know, I think because it was such a tighter game back then where you know, a lot of rubbing in between the tackles, a lot of leads, a lot of isolations, you know, the 3-4, we took on a lot of the guards. So really the only issues that I have are shoulder issues, but they're not devastating issues. So for the most part, I was really blessed to be pretty healthy throughout my 11-season career.
And Levon, looking back over that career, is there a game that you still, you know, enjoy thinking back on and makes you smile to this day? And is there one that still bothers you?
Yeah, the one that bothers me is probably the Super Bowl 30. I did play a pretty good game, but there was one play that if I would have made that play, I think it would have changed the game around. It was just a slant play that had, you know, 3 on one side. And I didn't push over to number 2. If I would have pushed to number 2 and they kind of had full flow, I probably could have made that interception and probably scored that game, which nobody probably knew about because the next play, I made a big-time tackle, and then the next play, I made a sack. So, but that play kind of bothers me a little bit. I kind of replay that play. The other game that I really enjoy, it was a Monday night game. We played the Buffalo Bills. I had 2 interceptions, but the first interception was a great play on my part, but it was kind of a fluke play because me and Chad Brown were supposed to double team that guy, but Chad kind of let him go, and I had to really kind of run him down. And when he put his arms up to catch, I just kind of reached up, and the ball kind of stuck within my forearms, and I just kind of gathered it in. It kind of looked like a Willie Mays play. But that game, I think that game kind of got people to notice me not only as a run stopper, but that I was really good at covers too. So that was a game I think people kind of took a lot more notice because it was pretty hard to get a lot of fame on that team because we had so many good defensive players. So, it was that game that I think that was a game that I really cherish a whole lot.
Bob Moore for Levon.
And Levon, you retired in 2002. You had played a totally full season with Philadelphia, still playing at a pretty high level. Did you go out on your own terms, Levon? Did you think you could come back for at least one or two more seasons?
Actually, I went out on my own terms. You know, I think it comes down to I only had 1 year contract with them, and you just never know. I mean, I knew that I wasn't the same player. I thought I was still pretty good, you know, and I was decent, but I didn't feel like I was up to my level of playing. I got to the point where I was just kind of tired of the meetings, tired of the training camps, you know. It wasn't really in me. And I felt like if I wasn't going to be passionate enough about it, or if I didn't care like I did before, it was time to go. And, you know, actually, Philly wanted me to come back. They wanted me in a different role, and, you know, Jacksonville called later on and wanted me back. But by that time, I was just really finished with playing the game. And I think, I was fortunate enough that, I didn't have to, you know, get out the game or force out the game. I kind of left on my own terms. But I felt like I wasn't the player that I was. And, I could have went back another year and just kind of went through the motions, but I took a lot of pride in what I did. I just didn't want to go out there and be a player that I wasn't happy with. And I felt like that was where I was headed.
And at that point, LeVon, after playing football for probably 20 years, the switch over to civilian life, was it very tough for you at the beginning?
Yeah, it was an adjustment. I mean, you know, it wasn't, you know, a financial thing or anything like that, but it was definitely, it was an adjustment. I think everybody goes through that adjustment. You know, what are you going to do next? I wasn't quite sure if I wanted to coach. In ways I wanted to get away from football. You know, me and my wife just had our only child. So, it was tough. It really was. I think no matter what happens, it's still going to be a tough, transition. It really is. So, it was tough for me, just like it's tough for probably a whole lot of guys. No matter, if you have a CBS job waiting for you or whatever you do, it's still tough because you've been accustomed to doing things in a certain way, in a certain structure, and now that structure is gone, and now you're kind of making decisions on your own and what to do, what, you know, where to go, and it was foreign to me at first. It really was.
LeVon, just a couple of more before we let you go, and got to get your thoughts on your alma mater, Clemson. They're right back where they've been the last several years, undefeated, near the top of the rankings. They've got 20th-ranked NC State this weekend. So give us your thoughts on Clemson, and is anything short of another championship game appearance a disappointment now?
You know, I think it is. I think that they're playing pretty well. I don't think they've clicked yet. I think they're a team that is on the cusp of doing some really good stuff. I mean, their offense, they got three running backs, or really four running backs that are tremendous. The Trevor Lawrence quarterback, I think what he gives us is a vertical game. And as a defensive player, if a team can go vertical, they're dangerous, especially a college team. And they got the capabilities with the quarterback they got now and the receivers they got, that he can drive them down the field. And he's making the team a lot more versatile and a lot more vertical, which a lot of people may not understand what that does to a defense. When you can throw the ball vertical and you can run the ball vertical, it gives the defense fits. So, and I think their defense is pretty good, especially their defensive line. They're real good. This is just my opinion. I think they blitz a little too much. I think when you have a really good front and you got good linebackers, you don't really need to blitz as much. You know, you know, the four guys they got, you can really play straight up and you don't give people holes and give people avenues. So, I think they're a good team. I think that, you know, if they get a chance to get in the playoffs, you know, anything can happen in the playoffs. It's all about matchups. So, they're going in the right direction. They're still not quite there, but, I think Trevor Lawrence will get better as he continues to play. And, you know, they got some good weapons around them. So they're going to be good. They're going to be real good. They're going to be in the hunt.
LeVon, before we let you go, remind our listeners, how can they stay up to date with all the things that you're doing, whether they're doing it online or it's on social media?
Well, you know, social media, I got two pages. I got my personal page, LeVon Kirkland, and I got a coaching page, too, which I highlight a lot of the things I do as far as football camps are concerned. And I work with Adidas and also Rivals, really helping kids and prepare them for that next level. You can also hit me up on Twitter, which is 44_Kirkland. So that's how you can catch up with me on social media.
Well, LeVon, we can't thank you enough for continuing to being such an outstanding guest with us here on the show and being generous with your time. We appreciate you so very much. Thanks again for coming back and joining Bob and I again tonight.
Thank you guys for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, LeVon.
Take care, LeVon. All the best to you and your family. We'll catch up again soon.
All right. Thank you.
Good night.
That is former Clemson and Steelers Pro Bowl linebacker LeVon Kirkland, and just a guy, Bob, that we treasure. Again, going all the way back. Guest number one on show number one in September of 2011, and continuing to come back and be a part of the show. He's certainly a huge treasure to us.
Such a devoted guy to the show, like we mentioned, and what a great player, Chris. And I just love, he's just a pleasant man to talk to, very laid back, but as you remember, ferocious on the gridiron.